Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who went online at 929thegame.com, went to our events page, and also participated in our live auction and all the stuff that's been going on. People still hanging out, obviously. A lot of stuff still happening here. But I will tell you guys, obviously, Mike, we have struck a nerve.
Right.
We have hit a chord with people in this Penix conversation and Kirk Cousins and what's the difference. Let me say this before we jump on the phones. 404-726-0929. This is not about Cousins being better than Penix. What we're telling you is you are running some different things with Cousins that is allowing him
right.
to do some things that Penix isn't. And our question is why? I'm not asking you if Cousins after 13 years is better than Michael Penix. Can I be honest? He should be. He's seen more. He's played more big games. What I'm asking is, why is his offense not the same when the guy who we're all in on right. is in there?
We said this earlier, and just for guys who missed the beginning of the show, we like to hope you listen every hour of the 4 hours.
That'd be great.
But we were talking about when Kyle Shanahan came in, you know, and we were all like, hey, Shanahan, you know, he's kind of a reach. Shanahan had Matt Ryan, and let's see, Matt started in 2008. He was 7 years into his career when he got Matt Ryan. And he basically reinvents Matt Ryan's game. Those designed rollouts. Remember we joked around, Matt said, well, I guess I start taping up my ankles now. He got Matt Ryan out of his comfort zone, and a year later, he's the MVP of the frickin' league. You're telling me you can't – this is where I get to the disconnect. Why can't you take Michael Penix Jr. – yes, you'll be in shotgun like with the Rams – with what they do with Matthew Stafford, maybe 15% of the time. You'll be in that version of the pistol. But when you've got the kind of running backs, you've got to run play action. It's only effective under center. It opens things up. You're telling me you can't get Michael Penix Jr. to do that? I can't wait to ask both Zach and Ra about this on Wednesday.
Mr. Bill has been escorted out of the building.
No, but I mean, why was this never an option? Guy exclusively runs out of the pistol. And Kirk, now the thing is, Carl Brock made a great point before the commercial break. Were they in their field so much they said, well, that's it. We're pivoting now to Penix Jr. Well, did you decide if Penix is ready for it? Because he was guys, even the most vocal Michael Penix fans would say, man, he was a mixed bag this year. There was some good, bad, and some ugly.
Why this matters, as we've got one open line left, 404-726-0929, and we're going to jump on the calls. Why this matters is because we should have won more games, but yet we had a dysfunctional offense that everybody around the country was complaining about. That's why it matters. It matters because our record should be different if for over a month we were not the worst third down conversion offense in the NFL.
Right.
That's right. Why it matters. Let's talk to Chase on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chase, hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, I'm thinking I got to start paying somebody off. It's hard to get on the Dukes and Bell show. Jeez Louise. Hey. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Let me say something positive, and then we'll move on to the adult
sure.
stuff. Two things. I love beating the Saints. I hope they never win another game. I hate them. Saints fans, you suck. Marcus Davenport, holler at me. anybody who is complaining about the draft next year, man, Pierce and Jalen Walker are both worthy of first-round picks, so I'm not studying that because, to be honest with you, other than last year, the Falcons, it's kind of like a kid with scissors. You can't trust them with a top 10 first-round pick anyway, so it would never do them any good. All right, time for the adult stuff. Guys, yes, we beat the Saints, but they are the second-worst team in the league. The Titans are the only ones that are worse than them. The Falcons, across the board, the worst-case scenario is that we run off five or six games and we win, and this coaching staff does enough to convince Rich McKay. Arthur Blank, Rich McKay doesn't have anything to do with football. I forgot. He's only Atlanta United. He doesn't do anything. We just cannot win enough to have this coaching staff even have an argument for having another run. Guys, it's this simple. Raheem Morris has a ceiling as a coach. He can be good, not great. Zach Robinson can be good, not great. And honestly, I kind of think the same about Michael Penix. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. I think we need to tear this thing down to the studs. I know it's too late, but, man, we need to be Vrabelized. And, I mean, I like to throw out a name. Man, I like Brian Flores. Or, like, you got to have somebody like a Dan Campbell. We need – it's a culture. And I know it's the cheesiest thing to say, but I swear.
It's true. No, it's true. Brother, we dropped, but we've talked about, you know, the accountability and is the message stale? I mean, Carl brought up a good point. You know, the defense, and you started this last week, and I was kind of pushing back, but I'm coming around to your way of seeing it. When you're on the field for 20 more plays, your defense gets worn out.
Get worn out.
You know, but tackling.
I do.
What a difference Divine Diablo back in the mix, too, made for them. You know, I mean, any coincidence that we have more flow and there's better, you know, pickups of routes and guys coming over the middle? Divine Diablo had a great day. 8 tackles with that big club on his hand. But still, Jeff Ulbrich, I will be less critical than I was. The offense has been the constant misfiring piece. Even in the Minnesota game, we had to settle for 4 field goals in that game.
Correct. Mike, and look, I'm not trying to – Mike and I –
And beating Buffalo. Buffalo's come back. Buffalo's got their own problems.
Oh, they got issues.
Us beating Buffalo doesn't look so big anymore.
No. It doesn't. And they still may get there eventually, but it doesn't look as impressive as the Buffalo team that we all thought. I, you know, Mike and I go back and forth on a lot of stuff. And Bradley, we're going to grab you. Coach Paul, hold on 1 second. 404-726-0929. But when I hear Mike say I'm coming around on something, or he hears me say I'm coming around on something, that's because we've had these conversations over and over and over. And you start to say, well, damn, maybe I'm not seeing that right. All I'm telling you is the evidence is in you couldn't convert third downs for 5 weeks. Guys, we went through 2 weeks where we converted one third down.
Right.
Your defense is on the field over a half of the game. Anybody's going to wear down. Do we need to tackle better? Yes. But this notion like the defense is the problem, it isn't. The offense has not helped the defense. And yesterday, you guys know how many plays we ran in the third quarter? Do you guys know how many? We ran 3 plays.
In the entire third quarter.
In the third quarter. And yet you want to jump on the defense? I mean, it's unbelievable. So that part of this, as good as the defense has been with sacks, Mike, and making some big plays and certainly the turnovers, that is the other part of it. Can we get some complimentary football? The offense, man, any team that runs 3 plays in an NFL quarter,
right?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we've talked about, you know, the limitations. Elijah Wilkinson has – We thought earlier in the season maybe he can do the job. Like the false starts, 2 false starts in a row. Come on, man.
It's bad.
The other thing is, you know, and Pitts, some of this is also big. It's above the pay grade of the coaching staff. It goes to Terry Fontenot and the personnel department. If we had Penei Sewell opposite Jake Matthews, what do you think out of that offensive line? Okay, Caleb McGarry, decent job too before he got injured.
He's not Sewell.
But Sewell is at another level.
Yep.
This team, Kyle, what do we get this week? Despite the win, Kyle Pitts has a catch and has 2 big drops and a deflection, which results in an interception.
Pick 6.
A pick 6. We have poor special teams. Special team continues to give up huge field-flipping kick returns. It happens every week. We did have the benefit of 1 good kick return. That's nice to see. But our special teams has been a problem all year. These are the constants. These are the questions if I'm Arthur Blank, I've got to ask. Why did we wait so long to move on from Cousins, and then this year we wait so long to move on from Penix? It's incredible. Only the Falcons can have the greatest insurance policy and never cash them in at the right time. right? Now, look, now, in defense of Ra, Kirk was horrible against the Dolphins.
He was. But you know what?
He did not get the full week of prep.
Correct.
Thought Penix could go.
They did.
That was the excuse.
And it's legit. He didn't get the snaps. This week leading up to this game, and you saw it, he was more fluid. He got all the reps leading into this game. Bradley, thank you for holding. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and I agree with our last caller. I hope the Saints lose every game. I am happy we beat the Saints. Bradley, let's grab Coach Paul. Coach Paul's up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Thanks, guys. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all having me again, and I want to just reach out to Day-Day real quick and ask him, how about them North Gwinnett Bulldogs taking care of Lounge this past Friday night? That was a great game. Lounge showed up. It was just a great game.
Yeah, it's always good when North Georgia represents and takes care of business against the South Georgia team.
There you go. So, guys, y'all are right. Man, I've been waiting to hear this topic. And when you talk to Coach Ra Wednesday, ask him something off of what I'm giving you from a coach's perspective.
All right.
You know, Cousins made a big error last year and, you know, played off his injury. But as a coach last year, four games into that injury, I already knew Cousins was hurt, and so did all of y'all. So did everybody in the city. He started. Right. He couldn't throw the ball 30 yards. There was a reason. He did that two or three games in a row. That is on the coaching staff to say, hey, dude, they should have benched him earlier than they did last year, okay? And then this year, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Penix, he could be in the same situation. He may have been sore or tweaked three or four games ago. Because he looked horrible. And
right.
I have
Footwork.
To put that on the coaching staff for right. not realizing that. And then the last point I want to make is, it's just funny to me how when I hear these great player interviews that y'all are doing, you usually hear, yeah, the coaches, we're just trying to do what the coaches tell us to do, so on and so on. And they show a little support. I don't hear any support underneath that layer of what they're talking about for the coaches. It's all about, hey, us players are sticking together. I feel like y'all are dead on. There is a disconnect in this team. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was losing the coach earlier in the year, losing the wide receiver earlier in the year. I'm not sure. Mm.
Interesting. And we've talked about it. We've heard. I mean, he's kind of going reading between the lines with what he's not hearing from the players.
Yeah.
But we've had everybody pretty much like Jalen Walker on point with the message from the coaching staff.
All right.
But I get what you could take that and run with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, man, please hear us. We're happy we beat the Saints.
Yes. But when you win that game and you see things with your offense that you should have been doing for 5 weeks,
it's frustrating.
That you never taught your or for some reason implemented with your top rookie quarterback. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't understand how Zach Robinson approached the Michael Penix job at quarterback. And we'll hopefully get some answers this week up there at Branch.
Yeah. And by the way, we got another bad team on our schedule coming up. Got to beat the Jets.
Oh,
yeah. Okay? I mean, it's just plain and simple.
Road game outdoors in New York.
Got to go beat the Jets. All right. plenty of time to get to that. We're going to come back and talk about the most upsetting thing that happened this weekend in our city. Next.
Hey, let's leave my putting out of this.
Next.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.